Former President Jerry John Rawlings has expressed concern about what he called acts of omission that contributed to the ruling by the Accra High Court acquitting and discharging persons alleged to have conspired to murder the overlord of Dagbam, Yana Yakubu Andani. In a statement, Flight Lieutenant Rawlings said the judgment should not come as a surprise to anyone, as he has been suggesting and insisting on fresh investigations because the old Uwaku Commission report refused to admit serious evidence that pointed out the involvement of certain personalities in the previous government. Here is a news desk report.
Flight Lieutenant Rawlings said to have used the evidence in the Uwaku report in determining the case is not only an insult to the intelligence of Ghanaians, but also a perversion of the truth and justice. He said the case of the killing of Issa Mubila and the police officer at the Volta Regional Minister's residence are no different. Rather than attempt to sacrifice pawns and suppress evidence, government should have questioned which officer gave the order for the brutalization of Mubila and which politician transmitted those orders to the officer. These, according to Mr. Rawlings, should have been sought through fresh and credible investigations before going to court. He said the approach to these murder issues and the refusal to also investigate serious crimes against the people is designed to destroy the NDC, a party that is born out of the quest for integrity, truth and justice of the people. Mr. Rawlings appealed to the security services and forces to exercise restraint and to uphold a professional approach. He also asked the Abudus and Andanis not to allow political perversions to keep them divided while justice and truth remain suppressed.
That was the news desk report.